Thanks for downloading a 3CR podcast. 3CR is an independent community radio station based in Melbourne, Australia. We need your financial support to keep going. Go to www.3cr.org.au for more information and to donate online. Now stay tuned for your 3CR podcast.
We're putting up new buildings, we're knocking down the old. We're working in the summer heat and in the winter cold. And the labour power we sell, me boys, for a hard and weekly pay, produces mighty profits for the greedy MBA. And whether we were born here or born in Italy, in Greece, in Spain or Ireland, in England or Fiji, we all of us are workers, united we must stand, until the wealthy bludgers have been driven from our land. We faced deregistration, it backfired in the face. We're not fooled by arbitration, we won't stay in our place. We hit the bosses hard and fast to win and keep our gains, and break a couple of concrete pours to back our log of claims. So keep your powder dry and hold your head up high. It's class to class and face to face, our limit is the sky. We've got a fighting history and we never will be cowed. Our builder's labour is a name to make a man feel proud.
Good morning from the Concrete Gang, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, 8.55 on your AM dial, 50 years running, 50 years of 3CR community radio, every Sunday morning, and I'd have to say to all the lovely ladies out there and partners, happy Valentine's Day.
Oh, ho.
I'm smooth.
Cupid.
And joining
me, new name?
And joining the program today, as per usual, we have the one and only Three Trees.
Good morning, everybody.
And joining the one and only, the golden lover, the Sparrow.
Morning, team.
The golden lover.
There's plenty of gold to go around with our 15 billion.
15 billion. Oh, all right.
Like Donald Duck's swimming pool.
I'm upgrading from Everest to a G-Wagon next week.
G5 airplane.
The union's about to build a building bigger than the Rialto.
Yeah.
We want to beat the Eureka. We're going to have the biggest building in Melbourne.
We're getting a floor each for an office.
So we got more money than all these millionaires and billionaires put together then? Is that how it works?
Well, Jenny Rodan's got nothing on us.
She's, mate, we're coming up right behind her.
Well, that was what, in 4 years, 15 bill, not a bad turnover.
Oh, mate. I tell you what, I don't know who his accountant is, but he's doing all right.
Oh, I definitely don't want him doing my tax return.
So, obviously, the Watson report was tabled through the Queensland Inquiry, and, you know, $15 billion and, you know, like, some of the stuff in that report, you know, is totally disgusting, but, you know, so I think none of it's been tested. None of it's been, you know, even Irving, I think, is questioning the $15 billion figure.
Yeah.
I don't think any of it's been fact-checked at all.
Yeah, no. That's been publicly stated. That hasn't been fact-checked.
It's one bloke's opinion.
Yeah.
And it was written like an article for the paper, really.
Oh, yeah. Like, I literally, yeah.
The headline,
Rotten from the Top, was it?
Yeah.
If you look at bias in the dictionary, that's what comes up.
Pretty much calling
it a bias report.
The whole union and everyone in it are part of it, the crime syndicate. Yeah, you know what I mean?
It left himself open for a few law cases, I would have thought.
Yeah.
Companies and not great. Not great.
Yeah.
But anyway.
And it just seems to point the finger at a handful of people. But how many companies are involved in all this here, you know what I mean? Multinational companies and all this here, you know?
Where do you get his info from? I haven't spoken to him.
Yeah,
I've never even seen him.
I don't even know.
Yeah. So where's he getting the info from?
Like, you know, you're talking to some of these shoppies on these big bill jobs and all that, Mate, this stuff about the strippers, like
they're on the wrong job.
Yeah, like I don't like the construction work. The construction industry is the worst place to keep a secret. Yeah. I never heard any.
I've never heard any of this stuff.
Absolute dribble.
Yeah,
we missed out on a few beers by the sounds of it.
And it's turning around, making out that women are all for that as well. Like, so because a woman goes on the job and then automatically someone offers the money, what they're going to be going to start stripping for everyone.
Mm.
Yeah. Like what the fuck?
It's just bullshit.
Like,
and as a union, you know, we've pushed and advanced, and we have strong women leaders in our union, like Lisa, and we've had others like Esther and other women. They would not stand for that.
No, that's right.
I'd be more comfortable with the females in my family or friends, whatever, working in this industry, because I know they'd be more safe than they would be in some of these other. Look at Channel 9, the bullying and the stuff was on there.
Yeah,
I'd be more happy with my family working in this industry than I would be in any other industry where they're represented by unions who don't care about them, bosses who don't care about them, and no one follows up on it. You know what I mean? That's the only problem is that we're that good at looking after the members. We're the first target.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You come down, they're talking about the CFMU tax, all this here. All they're talking about is wages and conditions.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They just want to cut our wages and conditions so they can give the money back to developers.
And the way they're talking,
that's fact.
Like we're standing over people with aggressive, like safety, bringing up safety issues and safety campaigns, and basically if you're pressuring campaign someone to do an EBA, because let's be honest, the bosses don't want to pay our rates, they don't want to do that.
Yeah.
People don't want to do it.
Our
members want it. We want it. The industry has money to pay out. We want our fair share. We're not asking for the Queen's ransom or the, you know.
And the reality of it is, a lot of these multinational companies and builders and that there, although they don't want to use our subbies because of the price tag, they need the quality of work that our subbies provide. And just the Westgate is the perfect example of that. Mm. You know what I mean? The quality of subbies is what they needed there at the start. And they went for the low ball prices. And then who comes in and fixed it? The CFMU came in and fixed all the tunnel leaks.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But the fact is too,
continuing to fix it, actually.
You look at, they go to the lowest tender, right? You look at the blowouts on the Westgate, you look at the blowouts on the Metro Tunnel.
Mm.
Well, why aren't you pulling the companies in who do these jobs?
Exactly right.
Why aren't you holding, like, I know in commercial construction, if, say, Lend Lease or a Multiplex or whatever, they give a price, they've got to hit that target. They've got to hit that target.
Well, look, even at Wembley, it nearly crippled Multiplex, but they honoured it and got it built.
Exactly. You know what I mean? And you talk about the Westgate delays. The delays were there was contaminated soil. The government and the builder didn't allow for contaminated soil. And us, the public, had to pick it up because of that. There could have been other ways to manage that, but they didn't design it. They didn't do their due diligence before they started the job.
Not to mention the steel was meant to be Australian-made steel. They got it from China, opened the containers, and it had lead paint all over it.
Yeah, 100%.
Like, who's policing that?
You look at the Wattpac, what they did at Geelong.
Oh, yeah.
The Geelong, you know,
same
football
deal.
Stadium, they used cheap Chinese steel and the steel didn't come up to scratch.
And so then it all had to get fixed up in Australia.
It's all good and well for the whole industry to blame all the industry problems on us. Hey, we're not perfect, but, you know, we shouldn't get blamed for stuff. It's not our doing, you know what I mean?
Poor mismanagement of jobs, basically what it comes down to. And it's been no good kept secret, whatever. The whole of the civil infrastructure game are struggling to find good management because no one wants to do it.
There's a lot of work all at once.
Yeah.
A lot of work, which it's hard to get the
And
people.
If you do get someone who's half decent, he doesn't last that long because no one wants to listen to him.
No.
You know what I mean? When you turn around and tell people the facts, they're just like, well, nah, it's not good enough. We're this budget and go, well, can't pull a rabbit out of a hat. Yeah. You know what I mean?
You look at all these big build jobs, especially the big infrastructure ones. Look at the amount of management that start the job and get turned over by their own companies because they're incompetent of what's been happening.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And then they blame the AWU and all this. The AWU don't represent the members. The members come to the CFMU. They join the CFMU because they want representation.
Mm.
They want someone on the, you know, on the nail on the head, you know?
Exactly. And, you know, and it's easy to play the card and, you know, we're the biggest issue in the whole thing. Well, maybe when the government needs to have a look at all the other stuff in the joint, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, do an inquiry. Like, they talk about the stripper stuff and like we just said. What about the reports that come out about the girls having to pay money to work on these big build jobs?
Yep.
That wasn't the union. That was the bosses.
That was the bosses.
Yep. Yep. It's the tunnel superintendent.
Yeah, exactly.
One of the main men getting people in there and just abusing his position and basically standing over them for money
yeah.
and objectifying them and all that there. And what's come out about that? I didn't see any of that in his report.
We don't direct employ anyone on the ground. We employ about 20 organisers, 30 organisers at the minute. We're not employing anyone. We're not paying anyone's wages on these jobs.
Yeah. And whenever there is accidents on the job or there is incidents on the job, we turn up. That's the if we're guilty of anything, it's turning up for the members when they ring us.
How dare you?
And these jobs run off a competitive tender process. Yeah, there's a whole tender process. Well, that's got nothing to do with us. No. We'd love to say we pick every subby on every job. Well, please.
What about the missing ute?
Yeah. Oh, mate. Look at the Metro Tunnel. They lost the ute for 6 months and they're like, where's this ute gone? They find it. They send it, pay a labourer to go around and try and find it, and supervisors go to the toolboxes and try and find this ute. So they paid a bloke considerable money to walk around trying to find utes. And what happened was the ute got impounded and was impounded by the own government. It was a government ute, and it got impounded.
For 6 months, no one knew what it was.
Yeah, so that's the calibre of people running these jobs.
Yeah.
And that's just the tip of the iceberg as well.
That'd be our fault.
And it's always, mate, it's again, you see that Jackie Falgate, she hates the CFMU, and, you know, we're not big fans of her, but she having a go at construction workers' wages and their conditions and all that. Well, how much are you on, Jackie?
She's got a narrative. Everything's written down. She never reads anything off the cuff.
Have you listened to them in the last thing? Apparently construction workers have the right to down their toes at 35 degrees.
How dare they?
Oh, yeah, okay. Well, I'd like to see them sit in their studios,
yeah,
put the temperature up to 35 degrees and sit there for 12 hours.
And do manual labour.
Yeah. And have one smoke break and have one lunch break and see how you go.
And I see now
day in, day out.
The ACTU, after the CFMU and the construction unions, all the construction unions have blued for years to win 35. And the medical advice says you should stop.
Yeah.
36, sorry. Now the ACTU are coming out, we're starting a campaign on that. It's already been done. And all you've done is allowed people to attack it, mate. You know what I mean? Why wouldn't you bring it across the nation? You know what I mean? But no, it's always, all of this.
And it's as if it's a luxury. Yeah. But here, what happens when it's 34 degrees and direct sunlight and you're still working?
You're working, yeah.
No one's out there saying, but we're getting overpaid for all this sort of stuff. You know what I mean?
And in the what was in BPICS, they keep in the Queensland they keep going on about BPICS, better off overall. That's minimum standards of what should be on the job about the heat. The heat in Queensland, I think it's 36 and 87% humidity. So, you know, it's not just we go home. And it's not like we control the temperature. Yeah. It's actually in the agreements. It's written at weather stations and all that.
And I love how they sort of make it like it's all wasted money because they're using CFMU EBA contractors and all that. Who pay their fair share of tax.
That's right.
Right? Yeah. So you can say, they're getting X amount or whatever, but a lot of that just goes to the tax man. You know? How many of these multinationals are paying their tax?
Amazon, Google.
Amazon, all these people, they're not paying any. At least
Apple.
Our people are paying their tax and all that there, you know what I mean? And we're treated as if we're the enemy.
100%.
Because we're in there, and mind you, they say, It's an easy gig. I don't know any easy gigs in construction. I really don't. Rocking up, whether you're on your feet for 12 hours a day or sometimes more, depending on what sort of shift you're doing, you know what I mean? Yeah. Imagine you're these asbestos, people who remove asbestos. You know what I mean? You're in the suits and the heat, doing it until you get heated off. If you get heated off and you only get, you know what I mean, they have their breaks and all that because they've got to decontaminate and then they got to re-suit up again and go back in.
But even look at the cleaners. I've had safety issues where the cleaners have been using toxic fumes and get done with and crook and all this lung stuff. And, mate, some of them, the cleaners, how hard they work.
Last on bullets. The job.
Yeah, you're in glass and the screen. There's no air cons on that.
It's always where the mad push is to at the job. Oh, 100%, working mega hours to get it handed over.
At the end of the day, you're always going to get people from that sort of right-wing, conservative point of view, not liking that the blue-collar workers actually getting a decent wage, you know what I mean? And they bring up the nurses and the fireys and all that. They only get paid this? Well, let's bring them up.
Yeah, that's right.
Let's bring them up. Why do we have to round down? Let's bring them all up. Let's float all boats.
But they don't talk about the profits these building companies are making. They don't say, CYP being $1 billion profit or these John Hollands, all these major builders that are doing these jobs, how much profit they're making. They don't talk about that, but they talk about the poor construction worker, the poor traffic controller. They made their little bit. They shouldn't be able to do that. So they'd rather multinational from overseas get the money than a person who actually spends the money in Australia, works in Australia, pays their tax, hard-working, honest people, and they'd rather see them get done over. It's a bloody joke.
And imagine if you actually went through the books and all that there, I mean, like you said, construction's the worst place to keep a secret. You have all these stories on infrastructure projects where bosses who are lining up their own companies in there with their own machines and all that.
Excavators
there, you know what I mean?
Parked up for months, you know what not, I mean? Not turning any soil.
Not turning a bit of dirt. What about that? That is absolute government waste there. That is absolute waste. But where you got someone out there knocking his pan in, tying rail, pouring concrete, whatever it may be, oh, he's the enemy. You know what I mean? And that Jared Bly up in Queensland, he's the same. Banging on about the Olympics, I'll rob, borrow, steal any worker from all of it. After you just demonised all the workers up there, saying they're the problem. You know what I mean? So,
good luck with your Olympics up there, man.
And when they do eventually have to call in the CFMU trades to come in and fix it,
100%.
You'll know who to blame.
Before we cut to a break, we actually had a new member of the Concrete Gang. We'll call her the Mouse.
Yes.
The Little Mouse.
Little Mouse. What's her name?
Lena McDonald.
Lena McDonald. She actually painted 50 years of the Concrete Gang. She's done some beautiful paintings they're decent sized paintings, which we're gonna put them up at our office. They're awesome, mate, and like
we'll she's get them on the
big listener of the show, the Little Mouse. So. The Concrete Gang, God love her.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, and really appreciate it. And we better cut to a track, and the first track is, I love him, bit of Cold Chisel, Bow River. Listen loud to the wind, babe. Listen loud to the rain. I feel that water licking at my feet again. I don't want to see this town no more. Wasting my days on a factory floor. The first thing you know, I'll be back in Bow River again. Anytime you want, babe, you can come around. But only 60 separates me and the big top man. I've been working hard. What a great song.
What a tune.
Obviously, I'll keep saying that again.
We need to start this drinking game. I've jotted it down.
They've got five already.
It'll be the new Monopoly.
We might have to do that at the Concrete Gang 50-year celebration.
We won't make it past the first hour.
We'll just get obviously on repeat.
Yeah. Obviously, that'd be a bad idea. But we do have on the line from all the way down in our roaming reporter all the way down in Geelong, the Galar. The Galar, how are we going, brother?
Hello, lads. Bright-eyed and bushy-tailed down here in Geelong. Currently on the pool job in Drysdale. We've got a couple of issues with some contaminated soil down here. So having a bit of a look around, but there's plenty coming up down in sunny old Geelong, I tell you.
Bit weird working on a Sunday, but but
no rest for the wicked.
No rest for the wicked. So, bit of work coming down in the. You look after the Western District as well. What's coming up down there, mate? What's some of the big jobs coming up for the members that are in those areas and are listening? You know, for opportunity to work and play down, and all that.
Down Warrnambool way, obviously the big talk of the town is the Warrnambool Hospital, about $280 million job. Starting to really ramp up now. Poles are going in. We'll get a couple of cranes up before Easter. There's going to be, a couple hundred odd men down there for a good 2.5 years. We all know hospital jobs are good ones to get on because they just keep on going and going. The second stage of the 12 Apostles is going to go. There's another big viewing platform down there, about $150 million. They're punching another gas well down at one of the gas plants down there. It's about $650 odd million, so we're hoping they're going to give that to a half-decent contractor that we can get a bit of a go of and make sure there's a decent agreement for that one. But a bit closer to home, back in Geelong, obviously we've got the Bowen Women and Children's Hospital that's in full swing at the moment. Top out for formwork pretty soon, but all the stuff will happen with internal trades, carpenters, sparkies, plumbers, there'll be a lot of opportunity at that job as well. But the big one that everybody's been waiting for is the towers are starting to actually go bang. Tim Gurner's doing a big one. on the corner of Brougham and Jerringhap Street.
The avocado man.
Yeah, that's right. $20 avocado. Mm. We're all
that's where we can't afford houses.
Crushing the cost of living, so we have to add the Gurner tax on that one, I reckon. Yeah. But you've got Cunningham Place as well. It's about $285 million, and then down Mercer Street's where all the action's really going to happen. There's four big towers approved at the moment. Developers, you know, toing and froing with who the builders are going to be, but decent builders coming to town. Up to 46 stories is the tallest, but mostly around the 20-story mark. So it'll be good to see a lot of tower cranes up in Geelong over the next 12 months.
Good to see a lot of opportunities for locals down there too, you know. It's, you know, a lot of them come up from Geelong and work in Melbourne. You know, it's good when you're close to home.
You've got to get one every now and then.
Yeah.
What's
100%. It's always good when it goes the other way as well, you know. We're never shy of having the lads come down the highway, and they always seem to pick up that little bit extra in the radial travel, which they all love. So,
100%.
You know, it's always pretty good and down here, but
it's always an argument too. I know, you know, you always have arguments with certain subbies that go down from Melbourne, especially about side allowance and stuff like that. We all know that's a bit of a
sticking point.
Yeah, 100%. Wow, we are having that blue at the Bowen Women and Children's Hospital at the moment, and we should have that sorted out through the disputes board soon. So it has been a bit of a contentious issue, but I reckon we'll get the win there, lads.
You should install your own eyebrow tax down there.
Who's been playing up down there?
Oh, mate, who hasn't? So I'm down here at the Island Brown Pool at the moment. They're on the naughty list at the moment, but the soil, we asked them to remediate some stuff and check it out before the fact, and obviously they always put the cart before the horse, but you name it, everybody's having a bit of a go. They've decided, you know, all of a sudden these smaller jobs are going to be where they want to have the battle, but we're not shy of it. Got a date with Plan Group after this one. Canes, same as Canes always are. Yep. 99% of the time they're all right. Sometimes they just decide to go rogue, have a brain fart. Lions, yep. Rendines of the world, just usual shit.
Usual.
Got to go
shit
down
bags.
There and organise the jobs.
That's what we're here for.
100%.
All right, we're nearly at the end of the show, mate. Thanks for giving your report and all that. But who are you nominating for Scallywag? Island Brown?
Ooh. Yeah, Island Brown.
What about this place? AMS?
Yeah, what's going on AMS? With AMS?
Yeah, AMS were pretty shit, to be honest, yesterday. Got on the job. No vehicle management plan. Just trucks coming and going. The boys, not enough bums for seats, so that was an easy get.
Seats for bums, you know, even.
Seats for bums, even, yeah. Bums for seats, whatever. Fucking yeah, so definitely AMS, to be honest. The job was pretty shit down there in Armstrong Creek yesterday. Yeah. Not enough management on site, and the ones that were there had no idea what they were doing. So job was pretty shit. Big shout out to the Sparkies and the plumbers, organisers that
giving
came
me
with me
out.
Yesterday. Giving me the chop out. But yeah, definitely AMS for Scallywag, boys. Right.
We'll drop them down, mate.
Thanks, brother. We've got to cut short because we've got to get through the last bit of the show. So thanks for your time, mate, and really appreciate it.
We all know you love the sound of your own voice, Campo, so get back to it, mate. Good on you.
We'll do, brother.
Love your work, Corey. The champion cat herder of Geelong.
So we better, as we are, we're spinning in the time, go into Scallywags. Big one we're nominating this week, I've been dealing with, and the organiser that looks after Tyler's has been dealing with, and so is Rhett and all the organisers, Linkstone,
playing up, back to their old tricks.
Some boys weren't paid for a month. Yeah. It's all been fixed now, and, you know, it's just terrible, mate, you know what I mean? So
them, and also Simmel. Still going on down there, down the Docklands. Not enough seats for everyone, you know. Like, they're about 20 seats short. We've told them, you need more sheds, more sheds. The boys are coming. And what do you know? Now they want to work Sunday to get some more sheds in.
That's not even almost close. Even like, oh, we're a couple of seats. 20 seats.
A little bit light on. Minimum. So that's the big player. Simmel was meant to be the best in the game. Yeah. So, you know.
Andrea still being Scallywags too.
Who are we going with?
On the northeast link.
I heard they're playing up.
Yep.
Andrea, really?
Yeah.
They've got a short memory, haven't they?
Yeah, very short memory.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. So they didn't want to pay the man for a certain incident that happened on the job. The men are entitled to it. It's not asking for anything that they're not entitled to, but apparently they don't want to pay it. So
who are we going with?
Any of them.
Oh, mate, I'm being at Linkstone, not paying
Linkstone, people. Yeah, not paying blokes. Yeah,
not paying blokes.
A month of no wages is pretty stiff, like.
And as their excuse, oh, they didn't invoice us. Well, you know what work they've done. You chase up their invoice.
Yeah, it's not, yeah. Yeah. Well, it's not our problem. You know what I mean? Suki Lala.
Andy also faked the. Doctored up some paperwork too, didn't he?
It had sus written all over it.
Real scumbag material there.
And then we also. Suki Lala's, I'd have to say, if Simmel's.
Simmel again, yeah.
Joe will be sucking again, wouldn't he? Yeah.
They've just started a big job too, right across the road, and they want to get that one right, not like this one.
Andreas, they're sooks too, really, aren't they?
Yeah, they are really sooks.
Like, not paying the man's.
I can't believe that.
Such a good company.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. We've
got the wind up.
Well,
Simmel. Simmel and Andrea. Double whammy.
Daily double, Simmel and Andrea.
Yeah.
And we better go out the same old way. Dare to struggle.
Dare to win.
If you don't fight,
you lose.
And that's good morning from the concrete game.
Happy Valentine's Day to everybody.
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au. You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.